Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Suraj. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining post-result conference call of Central Bank of India. From the management side today, we have with us Shri M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, Shri Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Shri M.V. Murali Krishna, Executive Director, Shri Mahendra Dohare, Executive Director, and CFO, Shri Mukul Dandige. Now, without any further delay, I hand over the call to the MD, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Raju. And very good afternoon to all of you. And we are very happy to share with you that now we have recorded the highest-ever net profit of 2,549 crores. And just I will give the performance highlights. Later, my CFO will give you the details. Now, as far as the highlights are concerned, our total business has grown by 10.34% to 6.36 lakh crores. Earlier, it was 5.77 lakh crores. Total deposits now are 3.85 lakh crores. That is a growth of 7.16% from the previous year. And let me tell you that in our total deposits, our certificate of deposits is zero. And CASA deposits, we have 50.02%, one of the best CASA ratios we are maintaining. And gross advances have grown by 15.60%. Now it stands at 2.51 lakh crores. Credit deposit ratio, now it has improved to 65.59%. In the previous March, it was 60.86%. Gross NPA has improved. In the previous year, it was 8.44%. Now it is at 4.5%. Net NPA, which was 1.77%, now it has come down to 1.23%. And provision coverage ratio is improved. Now it is at 93.58%. And net interest income has grown by 10.34%. Net interest margin now is at 3.40%. In the previous year, it was 3.47%. Return on assets has improved to 0.76%. Return on equity has improved to 2.92% on quarter-to-quarter. And for FY, it is 9.53%. And CRAR is improved to 15.08%. So this is the highlights of our financial results. And details, just our CFO, Mr. Mukul Dandige, will explain to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So the total interest income has grown by 20.28% to 30,722 crores. The total interest expenses have grown to 17,826 crores at 28.66% because of the lag effect of the rate transmission. The net interest income is at 12,896 crores, a growth of 10.34%. And the total income growth has been at 19.60%, and the total income stood at 35,434 crores. The total expenditure has increased to 28,071 crores, a growth of 23.43%. The operating profit showed an improvement of 6.96%, and the operating profit was at 7,363 crores. If we take away the provisions at 4,814%, which is a dip of 9.20% over the last year, the net profit has surged by 61.13% to 2,549 crores, which is the highest in the history of the bank. The fee-based income and total other non-interest income has improved on a YOY basis. If we see, it has improved to 4,711 crores from 4,084 crores, an improvement of 15.35%. And The interest expenses have increased by 28.66% overall. Interest paid on deposits, there is an increase of 26.29% to 16,908 crores. The operating expenses have increased by 15.28% to 10,245 crores, out of which the staff cost increase is 12.63% because of the wage revision and other terminal dues payable. And the other operating expenses have increased to 3,933 crores, an increase of 19.80%. The provisions part, the provision on NPA reduced to 3,391 crores, a reduction of close to 4%. The income tax liability has gone up from 1,063 crores to 1,504 crores, an improvement of 41.49%. Thus, the total provisions have dipped by 9.20% to 4,814 crores compared to 5,302 crores in the last financial year. The gross and net NPA, as sir has said, has improved. Gross NPA has improved from 8.44% to 4.50%, and net NPA has improved from 1.77% to 1.23% in the current financial year. The net NPA, if we see sector-wise, we are now comparable with almost all the other public sector banks. We are in line. The provision coverage ratio has improved to 93.58%. And the slippage ratio on a quarter-on-quarter basis has come down to 0.57 in March 24 quarter. The credit cost also has come down to 0.85% in the March 24 quarter. The total restructured book and special mention accounts, we have given details on our slides 21 and 22. The total restructured book stands at 6,455 crores, and the total special mention accounts, including all up to 5 crores and above 5 crores accounts, stand at 16,919 crores, 6.32% of our total advance book. The capital adequacy ratio has improved from 14.12% in March 23 to 15.08%, and the leverage ratio has also improved from 4.73 to 5.13% during this financial year. Business details, already MD sir has informed you that business has, how the business growth has happened. I would like to touch upon the treasury performance also. The overall the aggregate investment has increased from 1,42,653 crores to 1,49,538 crores. The interest on investment has improved from 8,715 crores to 9,510 crores, and the yield has improved from 6.26 to 6.57. The yield including the trading profit has improved to 6.91, an improvement of 50 bps. And despite all this, we have been able to contain the M duration and the PV01 of our portfolio. These all were the major highlights of the performance for this current financial year. Now,
adding to this, just let me highlight you some of the initiatives what we have taken during the year gone by. Number one is we have established our integrated customer care. That is the one-stop solution for all the grievance handling and also outbound marketing. For both the things we have established, it is a state-of-art technology we have employed there with the all recent technology, Gen AI. Those tools were deployed. So for the past 1.5 months, it is working fine and it is stabilized. And going forward, that integrated customer care service will be utilized fully. Next initiative what we have rolled out is the collection management system with the integration with our war room for the recovery. That collection management system works with our outsourced vendors where the feet on street people are also employed. That is the second initiative. Third is our Sent Neo, what we explained in our earlier briefings. that our technology platform with a lot of investment that we started. Now products are being rolled out within 15 days. Some 4 products we are rolling out through our Cent Neo, that is the transformation of our digital platforms. And then omni-channel, that is on the mobile, that is also is slated for rolling out in the month of July. So these are all the new initiatives what we have taken. And earlier initiative of co-lending, that that part we will continue to focus with much more thrust this year, because this time we have reached a total outstanding figure of 11,000 crores. We have tie-ups with 27 NBFCs, and in this financial year, we have a target of having tie-up with the 50 NBFCs to reach the portfolio of 25,000 crores. These are all the new initiative parts. Thank you, and it is open for our analysts or whosoever logged in for any questions. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. Our first question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Sir, my compliments to you, sir, for yet another quarter and the whole year of the very good results of the bank. Sir,
thank you.
Having said that, now, sir, going forward, now since the central bank is now again have almost reached to or reaching to its past glories, how do we see the coming year now going forward? Are we still going to be a little conservative in our targets and estimates, or we want to open up? And a bank of our size, where a lot of scope is there to grow, you know, rapidly as compared to other some of the other large peer banks. So I want to hear, sir, about your plans or your ideas for the next whole year for the bank, sir. Where are we heading, sir?
Okay. Ajmera sir, thank you. Let me give you the big picture so that you can work out the details. We would like to grow the business at the rate of 12 to 14%. Okay. In that, CD ratio, we want to improve it from 65 to 70. That will be 70 to 72 is our band for the next March 25. So once we are ramping up our CD ratio, definitely our credit book is also going to grow. And at the same time, now there is a slight shift what we would like to make in our credit book balancing is. We were sticking to the RAM and the corporate at 65 and 35 with plus or minus 5%. Now slightly we are revising that our RAM will be around 63 and corporate will be at 37 with plus or minus 1%. This is how we are working out this time. That is, a slight shift will be there from the RAM to corporate. 2 percentage points will be shifted to the corporate side from the retail.
Sir, now, where do we see the ROA, which has come up to now 0.76 this quarter? And with this kind of mix increasing RAM 63 and corporate 37.
Our target for ROA is 1 for the March 25.
Oh, that's great, sir. That will be very good.
Yeah.
So now coming to, sir, this, you also said that the NBFC and, participating with them and increasing the But the way the RBI is going a little tough on the existing financial sector, especially on the NBFCs, and how do you see going forward? Don't you see that there will be some pressure even on the NBFCs also and on the bank on the as a whole also for this entire RAM category, and especially in the areas of you know, personal loans and retail loans? Don't you see that there will be some pressure on that, or the margin fight also come little bit down because of that?
Sir, now, number one is what RBI is doing, there is no comment from our side, he is the regulator. Number two is, as far as our approach in the co-lending with the NBFCs, it is as a business model we have adopted this. And wherever weak links that were there in our traditional structure is being complemented by the strength what NBFCs were having. So with that concept we have moved and it is working well. And going ahead also, we don't foresee any type of issues in our co-lending model, because there is 80-20 is there, and our shortcomings or some gaps in the collection and monitoring mechanism is taken care by the NBFCs. These two things are working well for us, and we don't foresee any problem for the coming period.
Sir, my last question in this round is on our recovery front, covering all the areas of the recovery from you know, NCLT, NARCL, selling to the ARCs, and also the recovery from the return of account. So how optimistic you are, and where do we stand as far as the now 24-25 is concerned?
This current financial year, we are able to have
just our GM recovery will be sharing with you the details.
Yes, sir. Please, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Dohare?
No. Our GM.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, not executive as a GM. Yeah. Please.
In the current financial year, sir, we are aiming to have cash recovery of 4,000 crores. Approximately 10 to 15 accounts are due for settlement in NCLT. The amount is 2,500 crores, out of which 1,000 crore will be cash recovery. Last year, we assigned 5 accounts to NARCL, and this year also we have received the request, and we are assigning 6 accounts to NARCL. And amount is 500 crores.
Okay.
And no, we are taking
500 crore of assets. What is the average realization we expect?
Average realization from NARCL is 30 to 40%.
Okay, of which 85 is SRs and 15% is cash payment.
Correct.
Okay, sir. So overall recovery target?
We will be reaching our gross NPA target, which we have envisaged 3.67%. Definitely we will be achieving it.
Okay.
Sir, no. Besides this, Ajmera sir, we have a sizable pool of return of accounts. So
yes,
this year also, we have been able to recover close to 1,433 crores out of those return of accounts. We intend to further step up recovery efforts in these return of accounts, and maybe in the range of 1500 to 1800 crores if we are able to recover in the next financial year. That is going to give us some boost in our operating income, because that will go directly into P&L.
Straight to bottom line.
Yes, sir.
Sir, any color on that recovery of on that aviation account? Are we selling the collaterals and realizing something out of the 1700-1800 crores which we are? No, of course, that is not a return of account, but what are the recovery prospects?
In our books, we have provided 100% for that, number one.
Okay.
Number two is now we are taking all the actions which are required. And as far as the land parcel which is there, already we have published the public notice under Surface C, and we are proceeding on that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much, sir, for this round. Thank you very much.
Thank
if
you.
Time permits, I'll come back. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Congrats on the good quarter. I just wanted to understand what is our NIM expectation for next year and what will be our driver for ROA improvement from 0.63 to 1%.
See, the NIM, we were at 3.40% as far as this financial year is concerned. For March quarter, we were at 3.58. So we expect that we will be above 3% as far as the NIM is concerned. Secondly, you are saying ROA 1% drivers, right? So if
yes.
You see my net profit surged by almost 61% from 1582 crores to 2549 crores this year. So we expect that this would continue further. Because you know the ROA will have assets thing also. So if we are able to recover more from the return of assets and other fee-based income, that can support our operating profit. So in that case, the ROA will be definitely where we intend to reach in the range of 1%.
Okay, so sir, what I understand, our NIM might be lower next year, but our credit cost will also be lower.
Right.
Yeah, NIM will not come down drastically. What we would like to tell is, in the earlier calls also, we used to tell that we will be above 3. That is sacrosanct for us. And whatever the upside that comes, we will always be striving hard on that.
Okay, got it. That's all from mine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Suvarna from Money Controls. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please.
Continue.
Yeah, hi, sir. Firstly, congratulations on your result. I just wanted to understand how much slippages you got in this quarter, and this is from which segment?
Yes, sir.
See, the total slippages during this current quarter were at 1,175
crores.
Yeah, 1,175 crores, right? And the slippages happened.
This slippage happened basically in the sector of MSME.
The slippages majorly were in MSME, around 292 crores, agriculture 200 crores.
MSME how much? 290 crores.
292 crores.
92, okay.
Yeah. Retail around 134 crores, and corporate there was one account.
Okay.
Yeah.
170 crores?
Around 170 crores from corporate. There is no one particular sector which is the cause of concern.
Which is that? Which one is that one account of the corporate?
Specific, we will not. Small accounts, not large accounts in a corporate, in the range of 50 to 100, I guess.
Yeah.
Not a very big account has been slipped in
the quarter. Okay. So basically, the majority of the slippages have came from MSME, retail, and the corporate segment, and the rest is from the rest of the.
Agri also is around 200 crores.
Pardon, sir, I didn't get it.
Hello.
Yeah. Sir, I couldn't be able to hear you. Can you come once again?
No, the sectors basically agriculture around 200 crores.
Agriculture.
MSME around 292 crores. Retail 135 crores. And around 170 crores for the corporate and others.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And my second question is on the cost of funds. It has gone up by 76 basis points on a yearly basis. That's what I guess seen in your investor presentation. So what are the projections for the FY25 considering the geopolitical tensions?
Yeah, now you see the repo rates started increasing from the month of May 22. So our yield on advances started increasing immediately because the repo-based rates constitute almost 51-52% of our total advances. However, the deposit rates, we increased the deposit rates from December 22 month. So in March 23, if we see, there was only a 3 month impact. Now the full impact has already happened. So we do not expect any substantial increase in the cost of deposit and cost of funds going forward. If you see, our yield on advances has also started to improve further, and it stands at 8.91% now.
So it will remain at the same level that what can I expect?
I mean, there will not be any disproportionate increase in the cost of deposit vis-a-vis the yield on advances.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. And once again, congratulations for this as well.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Our next question is from the line of Franklin Moaris from Equintis Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So you mentioned the ROA target of 1%, but in the presentation, I see your ROA target is 0.75 to 0.85. So where exactly is the discrepancy?
That one has to be revised there.
Our target is to reach one,
and I think in the last slide which is uploaded, that range they have given, I think that will get corrected now.
Okay, so this needs to be revised.
Yeah.
Okay. And so secondly, presently we are at 0.6 and we are targeting to reach 1. Our NIM is already higher. At 3.4 vis-a-vis our guidance, where we are expecting NIM to be above 3. So where is the improvement going to come from?
See, even though the financial year-wise our ROA might be 0.6, but for the current quarter it is 0.76. So naturally you must have seen my profitability, it has already had a consistency. So, going by the past year's projections, the same consistency is expected in this financial year also. So, we'll start with an ROA of 0.76 from this quarter. So, going forward by March 25, we'll be able to touch 1.
Okay.
And NIM also, if you see, we are saying we'll be about 3. But as MD sir has said, we intend that, we don't expect any sizable reduction in the NIM in the current financial year also.
Okay. And sir, lastly, like now presently we have this government stake at 93%, but we need to bring it down to 75%. There are other public sector banks who have also, being able to reduce it. So what is our glide path and timeline in terms of, bringing down this stake?
Sir, for this already we have engaged with the government. We are seeking for the OFS part. Once the government clears that, then this OFS part will come into play. That may be a single reduction or maybe in tranches. That will give us the room further. Once we unlock our value, then we will be going for our QIP or any other sort of raising the equity.
Any bifurcation in terms of, your plans in terms of will it largely be OFS or, will this largely be a QIP? How exactly are we going to reach this? How much time are we likely to take to reach to 75%? Any indication will also help.
No, actually this is the call to be taken by the government, but our request is always there. Whether if they are going to offload it through OFS, what will be the percentage that we will be coming to know in the next 2 months. Then we will plan accordingly, then how much percentage that will be offloaded through OFS and what is that we have to take up through the QIP. So that combination we will work out only after 2 months.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anil Pandey from the Front Page. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Mr. Rao, for 473 BPS growth in LDR, which we now call credit deposit ratio.
Thank you.
What I observed that in numerator, we find 15.6% growth, and in denominator, that is deposit, 7.16% growth. Now, as we know that this CASA is peaking in general in all the banks, so will we still consider further scaling down the bulk deposits, or you are forming some other strategy to increase the deposits to maintain this 60.59 LDR or further increase to 75 or something?
See, as far as the CD ratio is concerned, that's what the guidance we have given. We will be targeting for 70 to 72. Okay. So, and with this background, the what the combination of our deposits we have, that we would like to maintain our CASA ratio minimum 50%. Coming to the, term deposits or the bulk or the high cost, we do not have any high cost deposits, nor we raise any certificate of deposits from the market. It is a pure core deposits what we maintain. So, as far as the term deposits are concerned, this CD ratio, for maintaining the CD ratio, where we have to reach, that is worked out now with the 50% of CASA.
Very ambitious target and very good. Achha, next question is regarding the corporate credit you have mentioned, 84619, with the 69% growth perhaps. So can you give the components, how much is infra out of that? And particularly this power sector, government is focusing on this renewable energy and solar power. I do not find the bifurcation of those sectors in corporate credit.
Yeah, in the presentation it is not there. Yeah, we will send you offline, because right now it is not available readily.
Chale, anyway, my regards to you from Anil Pandey. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karthik Solanki from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions from my end. So the first one is, can I get the overall return of pool amount, and what would be the component of NCLT and the non-NCLT bifurcation for the same?
Okay.
Total return of pool is close to 35,000 crores right now.
Okay.
NCLT
26, and NCLT non-NCLT.
NCLT accounts constitute 215 accounts, 26,191 crores.
Okay, sir. And sir, the second question is in the line of the interest income from recovery of NPA accounts, which forms a part of your interest income.
Right.
Yeah.
So this year it has been at 1,433 crores, as I already told. The recovery from return of accounts, it constituted 1,433 crores. So if I want to quantify it in terms of percentage, it is close to 4% of my return of accounts that we have been able to recover during this financial year.
The recovery of NPA, what would be the component of interest income which you have recorded in NII?
It goes to the interest income.
No. What he wants to say is, suppose if we have been able to recover
upgrade the account, more than upgrade may help the interest income.
That way, we'll have to take out the data. But this is pure recovery. 1,433 crores is recovery out of my return of accounts. You want to know the total interest income book from the NPA accounts?
Yeah. Okay.
That will provide you offline, sir.
Okay, sir. I'll take that offline.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Edgecon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving this opportunity again. Sir, the first question is the second round is on the total overall treasury operation, sir. The treasury income in this quarter has been very good at 600, and if you look at the segment-wise results, 611.75 crore as against 396.73 crores. So I would like to know the total structure of number one, AFS book, modified duration of AFS, and what are we expecting, the RBI to, little bit lower down the rates in the coming quarter. So what kind of treasury profits or the treasury income we are looking at?
Good afternoon, Ajmer Ali. Namaskar.
Good afternoon.
Treasury, sir. No, we have already booked no treasury income is, you have seen from the response, it is 965 crores we booked. It is mainly now we capitalized on the equity boom. We invested in many of the IPOs and made good profits from the IPOs.
Oh, yeah.
And also on the bond side also we made good profit. And accordingly, we could able to record a good profit of 965 crores.
Yes, sir.
And we maintain a M duration of 1.88 as of March 24 on AFS portfolio. And coming to my AFS book, it is 41,733 was the AFS book as on 31st March.
And with a modified duration of 1.88, isn't it?
At 1.88, yeah. We have been maintaining below 2 all through, at least till 31st March we are below that and it is 1.84.
Okay, sir, point well taken, sir. Sir, my second question is on the, now, when are we going for the new tax regime? Like we have a deferred tax asset of 4,294 crores. So what are the planning for going to, for the new tax regime? Maybe in 25-26?
So Arjunaji, aapne dekha hoga, around 1500 crores we were able to reduce the DTA for this financial year. So
yes,
going as per our expectation, we should be able to switch to the new tax regime by 26-27.
Okay. Yeah, two more years for this 4,254 crore DTA. Alright, sir. My next is, sir, on note number 17, sir, that 8 borrowers. At the time of implementation of the resolution plan, it was 3,723 crores and now it has come down to 1,978 crores, 7.56. So, this is, as per the resolution plan, when this eight borrowers account overall amount is to be received or regularized?
These will have different resolution plans, sir. There may be some where purely there will be a regularization of the account will be there. In some cases, there may be a restructuring which will be warranted. In some of the accounts, maybe the recall, maybe the alternative.
OTS plus 5 will be
done. So, Ajmeraji, for all these 8 accounts, details can be provided to you. What is the RP in each of these accounts?
Yes, sir, please. And whether post implementation of the resolution plan, can we also go for OTS with some of these accounts?
Surely, if any such accounts where recall is marked and these are already NPA, and if the party comes out with an OTS offer which is acceptable to the bank, we can go in for OTS.
Yes, because nowadays that trend is going on. So, right. Maybe. So, please provide me that. My last question in this is a little bit on this note number 18.2, buying of the standard asset, acquiring the standard assets. Sir, here, of course, the number of accounts are many, 95,000 small accounts. But if you look at the coverage of the tangible securities, it is going down from 100% in 22 to 87% in March 23 to 51% in March 24. So, is it because of the nature of accounts which we are acquiring, where we don't need higher tangible security
These are all related to co-lending books, sir. There, what is happening is, primarily, if there are any MSME accounts, the primary security itself would be more than 100%.
All right.
And the additional collateral security is 50%. Because in retail, as you know, sir, mostly it will be housing loans where the security will be at least 110%, 125% of the book size.
So you mean to say that this coverage of tangible security doesn't include primary security?
Right, sir.
Okay. That's good, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Once again, all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants. If you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one now. Our next follow-up question is from the line of Manish Suvarna from Money Control. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So in the last question, you mentioned that from the total treasury gains of 965 crore, you have got some gains from your investment in the IPOs. So can you tell me the figure that how much profits you got from that IPO out of total 965 crores?
One second.
IPO will be around 50-52 crores. Exact figure I'll tell you. But overall from the equity book now we got around 125 crores.
125 crores from the equity book and from the IPO?
Trading and IPO both. From IPOs will be around 50-55 crores.
50-55 IPO?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you name the companies in which IPOs were subscribed?
You are all aware, no IPOs.
But it was predominantly it was Tata and other MSME IPOs.
A lot of MSME IPOs. Tata Tech we got the bigger.
Tata and a lot of.
Tata Technologies.
Okay, Tata Technologies, and a lot of MSMEs. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to Team Central Bank for a superb result and positive guidance. So my first question starts with, I would like to know more about our transformation journey, whether it's Neo or digital-led initiatives, which would transform the bank from where we are, because across peers or any comparable banks, our CASA and our advances, we can transform the bank into a superior margin bank.
Correct.
These initiatives will lead to us where and what kind of expenditure will incur on the first question.
800 crores.
Very good afternoon. This is Ratan Kumar here, GM IT Digital, who is leading the transformation department. Digital Transformation Department. A year back, we have started our digital journey, our digital transformation in our bank, and we have initiated various projects, starting with tech upgradation and API middle layer reformation and so many other activities. Along with that, we have also taken up four major projects, which is one is a super app, that is omni-channel. The second is digital lending platform. The third is integrated customer care. And the fourth is digital collection management system. So these four major projects are going to drive our digital transformation journey. We have already rolled out two major projects which are live now. One is the integrated customer care. The second is the collection management system. They are live now. They are we have started the operations. The collections management is operative from Bombay and Calcutta, and integrated customer care we have done from Mumbai and Hyderabad. So very shortly, around six journeys we are digital journeys in lending we have we are initiated. That is going to come in the another two three in another week, and. The super app and a CUG we are going to launch somewhere in July. Thank you.
So What about the digital expenditure and what other initiatives are we taking along with it? So this is only about customer and call center and back office. Where digital driving, where credit, because our customer touch points, what central bank enjoys for last 5-10 years because of CASA, how are we mapping them on our digital trends?
We are, see, for digital transformation, actually,
see, this is the technology part what we are doing. As far as your specific ask is, for the mapping of our CASA customers, already we are doing, because we have two more modules which we are, maybe in a 2 or 2.5 months time rolling out. One is for the wealth management, that where we have segmented our customers on different profiles. That is one thing. Another is the InsurTech what we are adopting. So as a one-stop shop, from the mobile and internet banking, these services will be offered. This is the technology enablers what we are creating. And as far as to garner the actual business, for liability customers, liability products that we are having, how to reach out them through the relationship functions. And then on the asset side, we are working out for the bigger corporates end-to-end digitization of their operations, so that entire ecosystem in which they operate will be captured, so that our business will also grow. And for the corporates also, there is a ease of doing the transactions in the bank. This is the overall part where we are working now.
Let's assume that the first part of the journey and the second leg starts well. Can our retail products, whether it's housing loan, car loan, education loan, MSME loans, be a total part of our digital transformation?
Yes, yes, definitely yes. These are going to be part of our digital journeys. We are creating both digital as well as assisted journeys with a very smooth flow. So this will definitely going to be very beneficial, and customer convenience is addressed there.
Sir, if I'm not mistaken, I have heard in the past Q&A that we have created some kind of a strength of technology, product drivers as well as designers within our own capabilities and domain within the bank. Can we elaborate something whereby we can boast about our own performance led by our own team?
See, we have created a special department, very focused department for this, which we fondly call it as TenNeo. Under this, we have inducted both the functional and technocrats into that department. We have inducted around 60 people, fresh hands for this from the market. And we are going to further recruit some more specialized skills for this. So this is going to be, and we are creating a kind of garages for each project, which is running on sprints to get whatever we wanted to design and deliver.
This digital transformation, can it be connected to our co-lending business, which we have aspiration to be 25,000 crore book?
Yes, the co-lending, the first leg, that is lending LOS part, we have already done it, and probably in another 15 days it will go live. We are automating the co-lending LOS part.
What is the outlook on our housing loan book as our CASA enables us to be the most aggressive bank in the housing market? Currently we stand at 44,057. How do we see over a period of next 1 or 2 years?
See, in housing loan, we will normally we have grown at the level of 15%, and we at least this level we want to maintain. NPA stress is very low, and as you rightly said, we get a lot of good cross-selling through our housing loan products, and we have very competitive housing loan product for our female borrowers, which has also gained a lot of good attraction in last 2 years. So we want to continue to grow at least 50 to 20% in housing loans.
Now, our digital enablers, we essentially target higher ticket size loans. Once we enable this into the digital journeys, we expect there would be more of frontage for marketing and garnering high-end ticket size loans. So that will definitely get a bigger chunk of the housing loan portfolio.
My next question is to Mr. Vahi. Sir, as usual, I would like to hear your outlook on the money market and the G-Sec.
See, G-Sec, as you know, based upon certain rebound in recovery of U.S., so the rate cut scenario has little bit shifted towards the end of the year. Rather, there is also a view that this year there may not be a rate cut. So that is the reason that the yields are still hovering at around 720 levels. So we also feel that with the little bit of more economic activity, if dampened in U.S., then rate cut can happen anywhere near September. As far as Indian context is concerned, definitely rate cut is not going to happen before September, or even it may happen in November. So bond market with this global index of bond market, also the euro bond market also get included, we expect around $20 billion of rupee coming into India. So with this, yields can soften a bit, but ultimately the real softening will happen only when the stance of the central bank changes and the rate cut happens in the later part of the year. That is the only way.
So based on money market and the current situation where RBI stands is concerned, do you see MCLR further going up or remain stable at this current level?
No, sir. MCLR rates are already picked up. I do not see any rise in the lending rates as well as the repo rates or as the lending rates of banks, even retail banking rates also. I do not foresee any rise at all at this juncture.
Thank you for answering all my questions. If there's any follow-up, I'll come back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal for closing comments.
Thank you, MD sir, for giving the opportunity to host the call. Over to you, sir, for your closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for all the participants for taking out the time and attending to our this conference. And going forward, what are the guidance what we have given, that bank will be reaching to those targets. Let me assure you and also tell you with confidence that our bank will be reaching the new heights in this financial year, that is 24-25. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.